O Rasuls, eat of pure things and do good deeds. Certainly, I have knowledge of all your actions. In fact, your ummah is one ummah, and I am your only Rabb, so fear me alone. Yet people have divided themselves into factions, and each faction rejoices in its own doctrines. Well, leave them in their heedlessness for an appointed time. Do they think that in giving them wealth and children, we are eager for their welfare? By no means. They do not understand the reality of the matter. Surely those who live cautiously for fear of their Rabb, who believe in the revelations of their Rabb, who do not commit shirk with their Rabb, who give to charity whatever they can give, and their hearts are full of fear by the very idea that they shall have to return to their Rabb, it is they who rush in doing good deeds and try to be the first in attaining them. We charge no soul with more than it can bear. We have a book of record which shall clearly tell the truth, and they shall not be treated unjustly. But their hearts are blind to all this, and their deeds are also different from the believers. They will continue doing their misdeeds until when we seize those of them who live in comfort with punishment. Lo, then they start crying for help and supplication. We shall say, do not cry for help this day, for surely from us you shall receive no help. My revelations were recited to you, but you used to turn your back on heels. You did this in arrogance, talking nonsense about the Quran, like one telling fables by night. Do they not ponder over the word of Allah, or has anything new come to them which did not come to their forefathers? Or is it because they do not recognize their Rasul, who is a member of their own community, that they deny him? Or are they really convinced about what they say, that he is a madman? Nay, in fact, he has brought them the truth, and most of them dislike it. Had the truth followed their appetites, the heavens and the earth and everything therein would have been disrupted. Nay, we have given them their reminder, but they are heedless to their reminder. Or is it that you are asking them for some recompense? But the recompense of your Rabb is the best, for he is the best provider of sustenance. As a matter of fact, you are calling them to the right way, and surely those who do not believe in the hereafter are deviating from the right way. If we show them mercy and relieve them of their affliction, they would obstinately persist in their rebellion, blindly wandering to and fro. For even now on, when we have inflicted punishment on them, they have neither submitted to their Rabb nor humbled themselves towards him. Until when we open them a gate of severe punishment, you will see that they are plunged in utter despair.